So we had a great day in terms of ballot initiatives because Colorado and Washington decided that they were going to legalize pot, not just medicinal marijuana, but all pot. That is great news. War on drugs is insane. And thank God somebody took some action, and I believe that it will be the beginning of the end for them. And apparently the feds agree. So they're now in a panic, and they're trying to figure out how to stop it. So Kevin Sabet is a former advisor to Obama's drug czar. He's against legalization, and he says, quote, "This is a symbolic victory for legalization advocates, but it will be short-lived." Because basically he's saying the feds are going to come for you. In fact, he continues, "They're facing an uphill battle with implementing this in the face of presidential opposition and in the face of federal enforcement opposition." So, two important parts of that. First of all, the feds are coming for you, and we're not going to let you have your state's rights. We're not going to let you have your laws in Colorado and Washington. Second of all, you notice he mentioned presidential opposition. Now, wait a minute. I thought President Obama had said that he wasn't going to be concerned about this. That's not how he was going to use Justice Department resources. Now, don't take my word for it. Here's President Obama when he was campaigning back in 08.
But it's safe to say he wouldn't be...
What I'm not going to be doing is using Justice Department resources to try to circumvent state laws on this issue, simply because I want folks to be investigating violent crimes and potential terrorism. We've got a lot of things for our law enforcement officers to deal with.
Well, apparently he wasn't telling the truth there, because he went on to break records in number of pot dispensary raids, more so than even George W. Bush. He reappointed a czar that was left over from the Bush administration. She's a massive right-winger who's now the head of the DEA. She's the one on the crusade to go after all these states that have, in fact, legalized pot, whether it's medicinal or, in this case now, finally, just any old pot. So here are the four different ways that the feds are going to go after the states now. They're going to sue to block parts of the measure. They're going to send threatening letters to marijuana shops, of course, threatening arrests, seizures of their property, etc. They're going to do street-level clampdowns, which they've already been doing in California and in other states, against things that are perfectly legal within those states. And they're going to send warning letters to the state's governors. Hey, you better play ball, otherwise you're going to be in a lot of trouble.